Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning on this last day of November. Greg Hargrave, the Gov, Heather's here. John Jansen is here. Stoney with you this morning. Hopefully your commute will be okay. I expect it to be a little worse, but it was fine. Got here a little earlier than normal.
Yeah.
A few minutes because I thought
The roads were going to be a disaster.
That's what they said.
Roads were fine.
Yeah.
Road crews done a great job today.
I saw lots of salt trucks out there.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
The news reports of and there may be a shortage of drivers, mm-hmm. but
yes.
They were out in full effect this morning.
They sure were.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think the morning commute's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So. Coming up on the program, we'll hear from some coaches. We'll hear from Jim Harbaugh. We'll also hear from Dan Campbell. Obviously, one probably a little more successful than the other this season. That's for damn sure. We'll get into that. And speaking of coaches, this coaching carousel in college football is just unbelievable. We'll get into that in a minute. But we, as Chris Villar intimated in the update, it appears that the Tigers are going to have their shortstop. Not the one that everybody around here wanted, but it's not our money. And I have no idea how much this is going to cost Chris Illich. It's probably not going to cost as much as it would have cost for Carlos Correa, but it appears that Javi Baez, who will be celebrating his 29th birthday tomorrow, will be a Detroit Tiger. Indications are it's a 6-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea on the actual money yet that I haven't seen anything.
No,
but
no.
Based upon what we're seeing, I would say the first number would probably be a 2, and it would probably be in the $25-26 million a year. Is my guess.
You think
that
so?
That might be a little high.
I think that's a little high because, I mean, I know you always get a raise, but I think what he make, just under $12 million last year.
Yeah, but look what
I know it's what the market dictates. It's what your value is what somebody's willing to pay you.
Right, so Corey Seager got it in the 30s, right?
Yeah.
And Simeon, who will probably end up playing second base for Texas, got probably, I think, in the high 20s, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Baez is probably – I'm more concerned about the 6 years than anything. I think that's the best number, and it'll be somewhere probably 21, 22.
Okay. So, look, it's still a lot of money, and they've invested, $77 million into Eduardo Rodriguez. So mm-hmm. if it is, let's say, $22 million times six, $132 million. So that's over $200 million with new payroll commitments. Middle of the pack, something like that, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's not what we all wanted. That's for damn sure. And when you see, the Mets do what they did with Scherzer for 40-some million a year for 3 years, and
you also don't want to be left out in the cold. Without one of the top 5 or 6 shortstops,
so get Correa.
Okay.
Not my money.
There's a lot of things at play. It could be that Alavila has been given the green light to go get Correa, and Correa doesn't pick Detroit.
That's possible too.
I mean, that's part of the equation. He grew up in the Houston Astros organization,
right?
and maybe he ends up staying there.
That's true.
They could pay him, and that's there's a lot of value in a player and the comfortable surroundings.
I know.
You know, and it could be he wants the big lights. He wants Broadway. He wants all the notoriety of you know, being with the Yankees.
Right. I look.
Who knows?
Right. Unless we hear that, you know, he wanted to come here, but the Tigers wouldn't go to a certain price. I'm not going to call the Tigers cheap or anything like that yet.
No, I wouldn't call them cheap either. Right.
I mean, I know they didn't want to spend 10. They didn't want a 10-year contract, probably.
Right.
And he would probably get, you know, $35 million a year, probably, is a decent guess.
Yeah.
But 10 years, okay, well, you sit there and say, well, look at Miggy the last couple of years, you know, we hate that contract. 10 years to Carlos Correa, who's 27 years old, won't turn 28 till near the end of September next season, takes him to 37. 6 years for Javi Baez takes him to 35.
Right.
So is there, you know, is 2 years difference that much for a player who everybody seems to believe is significantly better? I mean, well, statistic-wise, it doesn't show that he's that much better, but he is. I mean, he, you know, Correa, 277, Baez, 264. These are career numbers, you know, projected, you know, per season. You know, 29 home runs, 105 RBIs for Correa, 28-87 for Baez, strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
He had a good, you know, end of his season with the Mets, and they were trying to make a push. So,
yeah, I think he hit, what, 299?
Yeah, but
with the Mets.
But he hit with like 250 for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Up until the trading deadline. Don't forget, he also flipped off the fans in New York.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, shoot, we've seen players here do that. So
yeah, the great Joe Nathan. And then Tyler Collins, wasn't that the other guy?
I think Dom Raiola did it at some point as well.
Oh, yeah, they're superstars, too.
Yeah.
To me, guys, the big stat here is the strikeout.
Yes.
It's 184 last year for Baez, and it's 116 for Correa.
Mm-hmm.
That's humongous.
Right. You look at 162 game average, okay? And Correa is 179, and 142, Baez 179.
It just goes back to the softball city theory in my mind, you know?
I love playing there.
Softball hitters, that's it. It's like the baseball version of them. They either homer or strikeout.
I hate that for an aging
player. Where you're seeing aging players, once they develop this, it just gets worse and worse.
I know. And look, he's a good fielder. You know, he won a Gold Glove a couple years ago. Correa's a good fielder. He hasn't won any Gold Gloves, but you know, he made his Derek Jeter comments. a few weeks ago. But, yes. You know, I think comparable fielders, maybe Correa a little better. If it was a short term, I mean, look, in today's baseball, 6 years is probably short term. But if they were going 3 or 4 years, I wouldn't have that much of a problem with it. I just don't think he's that good. If you rank the shortstops that were available, you would have to say that Correa was one, Seager was two, maybe Simeon 3, and, you know, Baez is with, you know, Trevor Story probably, who hasn't selected a team yet because he hasn't done anything outside of Coors Field.
Yeah, but if you're able to basically save, what, $14 million a year.
Yeah.
Now that's, you know, that's another couple of players you could sign or another player at different, you know, different places. And are the Tigers one player away from being a playoff contender?
No, but with him and the pitcher that they with Rodriguez, you know, when the young guys coming up, maybe they're close.
But maybe you're close, but you're still not there.
I know, but
you've got to be able to still go out and sign other guys, and you know, maybe they do just need to open up the checkbook. But you at some point, and we've heard this from Al Avila, is it's sustained success. Not we're going to have 3 or 4 years where we get after it, and then we're going to have 4 or 5 years of just terrible baseball because we can't afford to pay anybody
else. But Correa is a guy you build your team around. Baez is not. That's the big difference.
To me, this is settling.
Yes.
And really overpaying for something what you're getting. I mean, I'll look at Baseball Reference, and who knows where this goes, okay? But this is projected. They're pretty good. Projected stats next year. You're paying this kind of money for this player. 25 homers, 75 RBI, 162 strikeouts. That's a strikeout per game. 254 average. You're giving this kind of money for that kind of player?
Yeah.
You can throw all your analytics out the freaking window.
Right.
This is not a good move.
What's his OPS? It's not that great. Correa's is much better for 162.
Projected OPS is 766 next year.
Right.
You are.
It's nuts.
There's no question. The stats are better for Correa.
Okay, and I think as...
But why not? So if you're going to spend money, spend it.
Right.
You know, this is kind of a half-assed, two-thirds of a way move.
I totally agree. Now, we don't know if he would have taken it anyway. That's the other thing. Let's be fair.
Then don't do it. Wait.
I don't know what you're waiting for, but...
You think this team's ready to win right now?
No.
I've already asked that question.
So you do nothing and hope that Kreidler becomes their shortstop
right.
in the future.
I mean, yeah, you got to hope. And then you just basically pass the rebuild down the road another year. Because you're not taking any steps.
Once in a while, I guess I get a gut feeling about things, good or bad. This smells.
I don't like it either. Are they better today than they were yesterday if this signing goes through with him at shortstop for the next couple of years? Yes, they're absolutely better. That's not the point. The point is they could have had an opportunity, like I said, we don't know whether it was their decision or Correa's, to be much better and younger. If Baez was 25 years old, I would think a lot differently. He's 29.
Yeah. Oh, I understand the age factor, which is why he's not getting anything above 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason for that number. And, you know, the other factor at play, too, is the December 1st deadline of the CBA.
Oh, I know. So the Tigers wanted to make sure they got a guy before the deadline.
Right. And so are they, if they do this, are they just settling for somebody before the deadline because they don't know how the game is going to change in regards to, because there will be another free agent signing period.
Yeah, there will, because there's still players out there. Absolutely.
Right, yeah. A month, 2 months, and who, you know, how long is it going to be? What are the parameters that they're going to be, you know, negotiating under at that time?
Look, if they did nothing and, you know, they were banking on, you know, Kreidler, and Kreidler, if he becomes, you know, nothing, then we'd be ripping him for not doing anything. I get that.
I'd rather do nothing than sign Baez.
Well, I'm not that far away because he hasn't proven, except for one really good year in Chicago, that he's a great player.
Right, where he was second in MVP voting.
Right, you give this type of money and contracts to great players. He's not a great player.
Right, and that's why when you said $25 million, I was like, wait a second here. He's making $12 last year, and I think that's probably more the value, but it's what the market dictates. It's not necessarily the value of his stats for what he was making.
John, you pay to get good players, and he's good.
Yes.
I barely think in my mind. This is his career: 862 games, 953 strikeouts. He strikes out more than once per game. I hate that,
especially for a shortstop.
I hate that.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing.
But
with
you. But
you
sounds like you're supporting the move.
I don't want to be left out without a shortstop.
Oh, no. You don't make a move just to make a move.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to be – I'd rather make this move and be better and be one step closer to doing something, because we're also leaving out the factor of A.J. Hinch and what can he do to help develop Baez. I know he's 29, and you don't necessarily get guys to do new things when they're 29, 30, 31 years old. I get all of that.
But AJ Hinch baseball tells me he likes to have people have the ball in play.
Yeah.
I agree.
This doesn't seem to be an AJ Hinch type of player. All right, our telephone number is 248-539-9797. More on this coming up later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.